Blog Talk Radio.
All right.
Well, that was not the music.
Come on.
That is not the music for Blog Talk. I mean, for psychic readings. I think that I forgot to load the right music up.
That was Eddie
anyway,
Murphy.
I hope y'all was capping a little bit.
Is that Eddie Murphy? That was
Nina
not...
did it. Nina did
Ow.
It.
And that song of all songs. Well, you know you're dealing with a special psychic. We got Lennox. In the house.
Welcome, everybody, to Psychic Reading Sundays with your host, Linus. If you heard any of that prior to the opening music, it was a test. No, it wasn't a test. I just boo-booed on something. But anyway, it was kind of comical because we were discussing something just prior to it, so it became funny. Welcome to Psychic Reading Sundays with Linus. Moderator Nina, excuse me, is in the chat room. And Brenda, who helps me out from time to time, is also on the line. The phone number is area code 646-727-2914, 646-727-2914. And you're listening to Psychic Readings on the Essence of Success Radio Network. So, and as always, we always start with a prayer. So I'm actually going to do two, only because of the prior conversation. So anyway, let's start. Dear love, enlighten what's dark in us, strengthen what's weak in us, mend what's broken in us, bind what's bruised in us, heal what's sick in us, and lastly, revive whatever peace and love that has died in us. Love, so be it. Thank you, I am that I am. And then I also want to do a cleansing prayer just to help people. I know we're in the new moon. It started Saturday the 26th, and this new moon is about good luck. It really is about new things starting, besides being the new moon, but stroke of luck for you too in areas. So anyway, this is a cleansing prayer. Love, we are asking all our highest guides to remove the wicked, angry, evil, loathing, negativities from folks in the listening audience, folks that are waiting on the line to be helped, and also for our staff. Of all known and unknown entities, spirits, past life spirits, present day spirits, future life spirits from all dimensions of time and space. Love, so be it. Thank you, I am that I am. That which is sent to us that is not for our highest good, be it returned to the sender. Love, so be it. Thank you. I thought I'd throw that one in there. You know, keep the good thoughts going. Okay. Well, we're going to begin, and we are on time today. So, if you're having, let me say this, if you're having, wait, let me back up. One question per caller, please, so that everybody gets a chance to get their call, their question heard. Also, every ninth caller will receive a one-hour free reading from me. That's a $60 value that's free. So every ninth caller, last Sunday we had 2 ninth callers, so that was great. It just worked out well. 2 people got to have readings. So anyway, okay, now we shall begin. First caller up, area code 828, you're on the line with Linus.
Hello, hi, I'm Danielle.
Hi, Danielle, how are you?
I'm doing good, you?
Oh, I'm fine. What question do you have for us today?
Do you have any messages for me?
Got to be more specific. Message
what
like
do
in
I need
what?
To know? Spiritual guidance.
Okay. Are you looking for something in particular? That's a scattered question. I mean, do you want to know about job or your spiritual awareness? Is that what you're asking? Are the angels around
sure.
you? Or?
Yes, whatever messages that come to you, yes.
Whatever message? Okay, good enough. Okay.
I can't do that one.
Okay, the first thing I'm picking up, the angels are telling me you need to quit running behind this man. It's not working. Move on. Let's see. Think better of yourself. You are important. You are valued. You're a human being. Don't think less of yourself or doubt yourself. Stop settling in life and go forth in what you know that you can do. And if you can't do it, then pray about it or ask the universe for strength and courage to do whatever it is, whether it's a job or school or relationships, to be better. But as far as relationship, the angels are telling me you need to walk away. It's like you're running after him and he doesn't want to be bothered. What else? Value yourself. Yep, Spirit says value yourself. You're an important person. Don't doubt yourself and don't think less of yourself. Do you understand?
I do, yes.
Okay. Okay. Changes are coming about in your life in August, and there are going to be some very deep changes. I think you're going to need to go inside and reflect your life, how you're living it, what your goals are, what you desire. But in August, something's going to happen. It's going to be like, bam, just like that in your face, where you're going to have to sit down and really think about things. You know, what's good for Danielle? What makes Danielle happy? What Danielle loves herself. What does that love mean to you, to love yourself, to love yourself, to forgive yourself, to be happy about yourself? Okay, so that's going to come up in August. And that's all I'm getting.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. And, Danielle, for me, think highly of yourself. You're very important. And don't ever doubt that. So just keep thinking highly of yourself. You know, I say this thing, and it's, I know it's stupid, but I say, I look good, I smell good, I taste good. And I know that sounds stupid, but for me, it elevates me. You know what I'm saying? Like my confidence, that's what I want to say, my confidence in me. Yeah, it's cocky and it's arrogant, but it's like I believe in myself. So I know no matter what, I can do this or I can accomplish this. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Okay. Love you, Danielle.
Thank you.
Keep praying for
you. Love
you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Okay. You're welcome. Okay. Area code 347. You're on the line with Linus. And Brenda, who's this?
Hi, Linus.
Hi.
Good afternoon. Thank you for taking our call, and thank you for the prayer. My question is about, I met a wonderful gentleman. I feel like I have a rapport with him. But I sense also that there might be, you know, some issues there between us. But I wanted to know, what do you think of the relationship? Will it go forward? Or is it something that
okay.
I should look at this time?
Okay. And what is your name, please?
Ruthie.
Just your first name. I'm sorry.
Ruthie.
Ruthie. Am I saying that correct, Ruthie?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Okay. Ruthie. I have an Aunt Ruthie May. Okay, Ruthie. And what's the first name of the gentleman you're inquiring about?
His name is Rudolph, but we call him Rudy.
Okay. That's fine.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let's see. Ruthie and Rudy. You know, when you started talking, the first thing I got was problems with children. I don't know. I think it's on your side. I don't know. Maybe your children don't like him or something, but I got that there's a problem between you, and it comes about because of the children. Let me continue on, though, and ask if you two should be together. I see that this man is in church. I don't know if he's a deacon or a bishop, but I see that he's in church. Wow. You know, this is interesting. I posted something on Facebook just about 40 minutes ago about it takes a strong man to come in and step up to the plate that another man has left to care for your children. I just posted that, and I'm feeling that with you, with this gentleman. Like, does he want to take that responsibility on to also be a father to your children as well?
All I'm getting is this is a good man. Like, I don't get anything strange or odd about his intentions or where he's at. And he's got, I guess when I say plays it cool, he's real even tempered.
Yep.
He didn't fly off the handle a lot, does he?
No, pretty much if we disagree, it's never like crazy. It's, you know, that's what I like about
how
before we have it, it doesn't go overboard or get, you know, too ego-y. But I'm going to tell you, you are right. He's a very spiritual person, grew up, his mother was in the church, he grew up in the church. And as far as the children go, he said that he doesn't mind being a father to my child, because my question was, you know, he's older and he doesn't have children. I'm older. I'm not having no children at 46, you know. So I was worried about that. And but he's always said that he won't let it be a problem. You know what I mean?
A problem of you all not having children.
Right, because he said that he doesn't mind being a father to my child.
Right. Yeah, it's not important to him. I'm not getting that impression. I mean, it's not
what
important to him that he has to have his own child.
Okay.
What's important to him is much loftier. And he's what keeps coming to me is he's almost like it's like, you know, you have the train that's got all the power, and it just does its work. It's a workhorse. I mean, the main engine of the train. So it does its work, and it's not trying to be something else. So this is a good man. I don't think you're going to get somebody who's going to, you know, like, be a circus.
Mm-hmm.
If you're okay with somebody who's a decent man, and you know, is going to treat you right, then you got a good lot right there with Rudy.
Okay.
But that's the thing that came to me when you said his name was Rudolph Rudy. The first thing that came in to me was that he's a good man. Like Lennis is saying.
What I get from him is that he's a good man, but I'm not sure if the two of us going forward together is possible.
I'm sorry, would you say, were the two of you going to go on together in a relationship?
Yeah, I get that he's a good man, but I'm not getting anything about, like, if I should go forward, is this a relationship that I should take the time to work on and build? That's kind of what I'm concerned about. Should I take the time to invest in building a relationship with him?
I think you need to get an understanding with your child. How old is your son?
He's going to be 8 next month.
Okay. I got 8 or 10.
There needs to be a relationship established between him and your son, and I'll tell you why. Because if you do part ways, it's going to be because of the child. So, yeah, he's accepting of it, but you got to realize he's a man that's never had children.
Right.
So where you would look over some things with him, it would bother him. So that's why I'm saying maybe the three of you together. He knows that you're coming too. He knows that. But just get an understanding maybe how you discipline or see things. Because I'm going to tell you, I don't care if it's a male or female. If you've never had kids and you get with somebody that has kids, there's going to be a disciplinary contradiction of what each other feels about how a child should be disciplined. When you've been a parent, you kind of understand that. But a person that doesn't have a kid is not going to want to put up with certain behaviors.
Right.
Okay, so I'm not saying your kid is bad or nothing. I'm just saying that you need to establish we come in twos and, you know, the three of you maybe spend some time together as a unit and see how he reacts to that. Yeah, he is a good man. I don't see anything bad about him, and he is spiritual. But that's the only thing that I see that will come between you would be your child. So, you know, you get understanding, and it should be okay.
Okay.
Yep.
You're pretty good. Well, thank you. You tuned in to like everything that you did. You did.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Thank you for the prayer.
You're most welcome. I always believe no other help I know but above.
Indeed.
Indeed. Well, thank you, Ruthie, for calling, and have a good week, and enjoy your relationship. It will get better. Area code 856, you're on the line with Lennis and Brenda. Who's this?
Hi, this is Laura.
Hi, Laura. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing terrific. How can we help you?
Well, I had an interview Thursday, but I found out Friday that I didn't get the job. So I was pretty disappointed, and I was hoping you could tell me whether or not you see me getting another job somewhere around the corner. A permanent job is what I'm looking for.
Okay, well, you applied for more than just that one job interview that you went to on Friday, didn't you?
Yeah.
Huh? Okay,
yeah,
well,
yeah.
You still got another job that you're waiting to hear from. It's not paying as much as the one Friday, but you're waiting to hear from another interview, correct?
Well, I just applied for another job, so I don't know if I'm going to hear from them or not, to be honest. And then I applied to a couple other ones, too. I don't know. I just don't know if I'm...
The second one that you apply for, you're going to hear back from those people. The second one that you apply for, but like I said, it's less money than the one that they turned you down on Friday. But they will hire you if you don't mind working there till you can get on your feet and then get something else. You know, it's like the old cliche, you got to crawl before you walk. Sometimes you got to take low to get high. So the second job, I feel as though you'll get that position. It's just less money. But you'll just need to work through it, save your money, and also apply. Within 6 months after you get on the second job, I see you going to a job that you're more happy with, and you'll be there permanently. But this is like an in-between job. It's like the one that gives you, motivation. To get you moving. So this one will be in between. So 6 months after this, you will work at a permanent position job.
Can you hear me? Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Do you hear me?
Yeah, okay.
I
lost the signal and I had to call in and had to hit one again.
Oh, okay. Well, what I was saying is that your second job, because I know you interviewed, I can see that you interviewed more than just the one on Friday. But the other one that you interviewed for, Laura, you will probably get hired. Like I said, it's less pay than the one from Friday. But 6 months after you work at this job, you will be in a permanent position because you'll apply for another job. This is just something in between to help you get on your feet.
Well, I haven't interviewed yet for another job. Are you saying I'm going to get a call for another interview for another job?
When you got the results from the one on Friday, did you not interview for another job beside that one? Did you interview for two or three?
No, I interviewed. There were three interviews, one right after the other, but they were all for the same job. So three of the interviewers were going to come together to discuss the results, the three of them, and it was for one position. But they had multiple people interviewing for that position.
Right.
Did you apply for any other job beside that one position while you were
with
applying for jobs?
Yeah, I did, but with different companies. I haven't interviewed, though, with any other companies yet. I haven't heard back from any other companies.
Okay, that's what I was saying. The second job besides this one will call you back. You need to go back to whatever companies that you interviewed for, go back to those companies. One of those companies is going to hire you. Yes, it's not temporary. It's a permanent job, but yet it's not a job that you're going to be at long, Laura. You're only going to be there 6 months. In other words, this job is going to give you the money. That's why I told you go back to those other jobs that you applied for. This job will give you the money in the meantime to get you on your feet. Then go ahead during that period of 6 months and be applying for the permanent position that you're looking for with wages hopefully comparable, you know, to what you like.
Okay.
Did you see anything, Brenda, different than me?
Well, unfortunately, what keeps coming up to me, the first thing that came up to me was her grandpa. Your father's dead. Is he still alive?
No, he's passed over.
Right. Okay, your father's dead, and I'm just take it however you want to. He's saying you don't need that job. There's a reason you don't need to be in that job, and he had something to do with you not getting that job. You were very qualified for that job. Now, I don't know if there was somebody that was going to harm you when you got there or what. The first, all I heard was grandfather, and it's like, what the heck has that got to do with the job? And it's like, he's keeping you out of it. But it's like, it's your father's father. And I thought, well, I don't even know if the guy's gone, but you're saying he's passed over. So that person, he's watching out for you, but he's actively watching out for you. Do you understand?
Yes.
I don't know how close you were, but he feels a real strong connection to you. So he's watching out for you. If you go through those jobs and there's one job that you know, maybe you don't even think too much of, and you just feel your grandfather talking to you or something, or even you get a memory of your grandfather, make sure you pay attention to that job because he's pointing you that direction. And it makes sense that Lennis is saying you're going to be at one job, but it's temporary because your grandpa is trying to help you get to something really good. This is on your dad's side.
Well, I'm on a contract right now until the end of December. But it's a temporary job, and I'm not really thrilled with it, so I'm trying to get something permanent, and that's what's going on. So just hoping that...
What I say it.
Yeah, see,
okay.
That's tremendous. Yeah, you're covered.
All right. Well, thank you.
Okay.
You're welcome, Laura. Have a wonderful... I'm not Laura. I forgot what her name was. I'm sorry. Have a wonderful day, and thank you for calling.
Thank you, too.
That was Laura.
Oh, okay. Area code 703.
Hello.
You're on the line with Lennis and Brenda. Who is this?
This is Anna Marie.
Hi, Anna Marie. How are you?
I'm doing fine.
Good. What can we help you with?
My question is in regard to career as well. I'm currently employed with an organization. However, it's not a great fit for me there. Basically, I'm not using my expertise the way I thought I would be. And I applied for an organization, and I was wondering, will I eventually hear from them?
I keep getting backstory. Why do those two words keep coming to me? Backstory, backstory. Go ahead.
Have you tried for other positions in that company?
Yes.
And you just haven't gotten anything?
I haven't heard anything from them, per se, at all. I've called.
Have you ever gone up to the human resources and spoken to one of the human resources people directly?
Yes, and they told me that at the time when I first applied to them, they didn't have anything that fitted my resume at the time. And
right.
Then most recently they had four jobs that fit me perfectly, and I applied to all four because I feel as though that if it fits me perfectly, I might as well. And
right.
I didn't hear anything. The HR department, because right now I know it is summertime, and right about this time people are on vacation, didn't hear anything from the director, because the director signs off when they employ somebody. So I called my temp services I worked for before, who got me the job last year with them, and haven't heard anything from him, because he said as soon as he hears something from them, he'll call me. So I was wondering if they already fill these positions, or they're just in the process of starting to hire people.
I get a strong impression that there's an upper position that is at the job you're at now. Like, what came to me is stay there. Something's coming, but it's higher position than where you're at. Either you're going to get more money or it's more responsibility. It's definitely a higher position. But, you know, if the other company comes through, I'm getting a strong feeling that you need to stay there. And that might be why Lennis is saying backstory or back, because I don't think it's time for you to leave.
Well, okay, let me explain one thing, because where I'm working at is a large organization, and I'm a government contractor. So the situation at hand is my boss, me and her are bumping heads, and she doesn't like me. And she's trying to get rid of me anyway. So I'm trying
to... Told you it's a backstory. Go ahead.
I'm trying to put myself back out there, and my former job wants to hire me. And that's what I'm asking about. When will they contact me?
Maybe you're going to go back to that, but... Yeah, that woman, she's not the one with the power over you, even though she thinks she is.
I keep getting marked.
I really strongly feel like you need to talk to someone, person to person, in human resources.
Okay.
Like, years ago I did that because, like, my boss was doing weird stuff like you, and I should have been, but she got mad at me, and so she gave my job to somebody who didn't even know how to do it, which was okay. You know, I just went up to human resources, and I said, I need to find something else. And I said, I'm going nowhere in this job, and I have all these skills. And she said, okay. She took all these things down. What are you looking for? Blah, blah, blah. It was probably not even 3 days. I got a phone call from her, and she said, hey, you know, I've got a couple positions you might be interested in. Now, that's internal. And, I was gone a week later, and my boss was crying throughout the whole exit interview. But, you know, I just offered her some Kleenex, and I was stoic about it. But
and I've tried that, and my HR with the company I'm with is very, how can I say, he doesn't care. When I told him, like, this is not a good fit for me, he was like, we're hired you to do the job. That's what we hired you to do.
Okay,
true.
Well, then, you know, maybe the backstory is Lennis telling you need to go back. I don't know why I'm getting a strong impression of you staying there and that it's something higher. But I think boss is seriously mistaken.
I was getting marketing for you. If you want to go back to your other company, yes, they would hire you back, but it's not going to be like it was before, so know that. As you're going in, if you decide to take that position, it's not going to be like it was when you were there before. Within the company that you're in, maybe that's where I'm seeing marketing, that you could move up there. So you can either move within, like Brenda said, the company you're at now, stay there. The woman that Brenda's mentioning to you, or the woman that you say, gives me a headache. I'll cross my forehead as
yep.
painting. So
yes.
I would suggest that you listen to Brenda and go up to HR and find another place to work within that corporation. Maybe that's it. Marketing team maybe has an opening for you with your skills and your knowledge. So that's
what
I'm saying. I'm agreeing with Brenda.
There must be another human rights officer up there. Human resources, excuse me.
What I'll do is I'll go to human resources because I'm in application development, and I'll go to the company and find out where I can get best fit in because if I go back to work, I already know we're going to bump heads for the rest of the year.
Well, like Brenda said, go up here and ask for whatever.
There's an option somewhere in that company,
mm-hmm.
and it's something that the woman above you can't do anything about. And it's just, you know, maybe it's like, I don't know if there's some kind of thing where you meet or you network with somebody at an upper level and they're like, what are you doing hidden down there? If you can find a way to be diplomatic, I believe that you have a really good option there. But if you feel like you're going to say and do things that are going to get you fired, well, then, honey, you know, move on. You know, I mean, you don't want to tear up all your bridges.
Right. That's the situation. I feel as though that's what I'm tearing up all my bridges. And the treatment of the employees is bad as well, and I'm not the only one that feel that way. It's just a bad vibe. And
see, I didn't go up to human resources and say my boss is an asshole and she just did this.
I'm not doing that. I mean.
Oh, okay. I'm just letting you know that I made it all about, like, I have all these skills and I'm looking for something better. Or, you know, I'll look elsewhere. You know, I'm just, you know, wondering, I'm trying to see if there's a place to move up in this company. And if there isn't, then, you know, it's a good, I just want to make sure I know. You can put it as innocently as that. And in a good human resources person will be trying to fit you in better places so that they can open up a job for somebody else. You know, I mean, if there's only one guy and he just keeps giving you, then yeah.
Yes,
I'd look for another way up.
Yeah, it's just one guy. The company I work for is a smaller company, and the one I worked for last year is a little bit bigger. So that's why I'm trying to get back to them. But I know you have more callers. I mean, I just got to keep pushing.
Well, listen, if here's one other option. Take the other job and then reapply from the outside because, you know, they might realize now what a loss that they had.
Right.
There you go. But that, I wouldn't let that company out of your mind. You know, try to do everything proper if you move on to the other company, and then
mm-hmm.
just keep your options open.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Well, thank you, Anna Marie, for your call, and have a wonderful weekend. We wish you the very, very best.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Area code 917, you're on the line with Linus and Brenda. Who's this?
Hi, Linus and Brenda. This is Ellen.
Hi, Ellen. How are you?
Just fine. Enjoying a Sunday afternoon.
Good.
Yeah, me too. It's beautiful here. Go ahead.
I have a question about romance. Do you see any serious relationship coming up for me? It's been a while, and I really would like one.
Yes, there's a little Jewish guy. He's got salt and pepper hair, and he's funny as hell.
Yeah,
wow,
yeah.
He's funny. He's almost like he's a comedian. He's hilarious. But,
yeah.
Boy, he sees a sparkle in your eyes. I'm getting J. I'm not getting the name, but I'm getting J. So the letter J evidently is in his name. First name looks like it begins with the letter J. When are you going to meet this man? It says shortly.
Do you live in an apartment complex or do you live in a house?
It's a small apartment.
Yeah. Okay,
he's
good.
He's in the building.
Yeah, that's a good thing.
Yeah.
Or he's certainly around there.
Okay.
Yeah, he's in the building. He's a tenant as well. Very quiet. Stays to himself.
But, I see him outside a lot. Do you see him outside a lot? I see him outside a lot. Like, you actually may not have noticed him, whether he's walking or he has a plant. I don't know what it is, but he's...
I see now, Brenda. He's one house. He's in a home. That's why I doubt he does gardening work. He's, wherever she's located at, he's like... one building over, his house is the next building over. And if it's not, it's within that block. But I see it as like he's just the next domain over. But he's in a home. A little small house, too. It's not a big house. But he's been watching
Ellen. Do you take walks, Ellen?
I'm sorry?
Do you take walks around your neighborhood?
Yeah, because I don't live that far from the park. So I walk around here to get to the park.
It's hard paying attention to what's around you, sweetie.
Because this man is noticing you.
It's almost like, you know how they say if it was a snake, it would have bit me?
He's that close.
Yeah.
Yep.
He's that close.
Yep. You've seen him. I can see him through your eyes. You've seen this man. You just didn't pay any attention to him.
You didn't pay any attention.
That little man loves you. He would love you to death.
Well, he's certainly grown to love you. He certainly has noticed you. Yeah.
Yep.
But, you know, in this day and age, you have to be careful how you approach people. You don't know how people are going to. So. Don't be afraid to talk to your neighbors as you're doing your walk, like, hi, how are you doing?
Actually, I do say hello to several of them.
What?
I do say hello to several of them, not all of them, but some of them I've gotten to know. Huh. I'm going to be right.
I would speak to everybody in a friendly way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if
you've
they don't speak back, that's okay. What did you say, Lennis?
I said she's seen the guy because I can see
him.
He's very close. Like Brenda said, if it was a snake, it would bite you. So you've seen him, but you just didn't pay any attention. It's like you can't see the trees for the forest. You know, like, hi, how you doing? Keep on walking. You know, you want to stop, take a pause. Oh, hi, are you? You know, not just walk past. He's a good guy. He is. He's a good guy. And he does love the garden. Brenda's right. He's outside a lot. He likes to work with flowers. He likes pretty things as far as nature. You know what I mean? And the yard.
You guys will get along really well. Really well.
Yep. You sure will.
You know, like your friends that, you know, seem to have like an old married couple attitude, like they're always comfortable with each other. They do things together. That's the kind of relationship you're likely to have with this person.
Mm-hmm.
It's nice.
More
and
companion, not passion, companionship.
I didn't hear her.
It sounds like you're describing companionship, but not passion.
Well, honey, that's up to you. We can tell you how to make him smile. It's up to you to make his toes curl.
Okay, well, I don't think that everybody, you know, wears their passion on their sleeve.
Mm-hmm.
It would be a mistake to judge those books by the cover. There's the people, they don't all display it. So, I don't make that mistake. Just listen, you know, wait and see when you're in relationships. Don't make any judgments. Just If somebody, you enjoy talking and you stop and you find yourself wanting to take more walks because you want to catch them, you know, follow
outside,
that lead.
Yeah.
I will.
While he's working in the garden.
I will keep my eyes open for Jay.
Yeah, Jay is what I got now. If I believe it's his first name, first initial on his first name, but I couldn't get a name. But call us back, Ellen. We want to hear about your love life.
I'll tell you all about it. Thank you so much, ladies.
Tell us all about it. We'll be glad to know that you have a gentleman in your life that treats you quite well, and the two of you are going to be like an old shoe. Like Brenda said, you'll be just like an old shoe together.
There's still passion in there, trust me, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, thank you for calling, Ellen, and you have a wonderful week, and congrats to your new love in your life.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Area code 856, you're on the line with Lennis and Brenda. Is this Laura?
No, Rosemaria.
Rosemary?
Right.
No, Maria.
Rosemaria.
Oh, Maria.
Are you Rosemaria?
Right.
Oh, so you were right, Lena.
Oh, Rosemaria. Okay. Well, good afternoon, Rosemaria, and how are you doing this fine day, young lady?
Fine. How are you?
I'm doing great. What can we answer for you? You sound a little down.
Tired from a long trip. Very
okay.
Tired.
Depressed about family stuff?
No, I had to leave the country where a guy that I'm interested in.
Okay. Well, what's your question?
I was wondering if he was right behind me coming back to the U.S. Or if he picked
anything. Okay, what's his first name?
Ralph.
Okay.
Or Lelo. I call him, usually call him by his nickname.
Okay. So you call him Lelo?
Right.
Okay. I'm seeing him through your eyes, so if that's the name that you call him, then that's the name I need to use. Okay. Let's see what's going on with you two. I got a little bit of a headache on the left-hand side.
On his part.
He's not coming behind you anytime soon.
Yeah, I don't feel it.
No, it's going to be quite a while if he does come this way. It'll be quite a while. Why am I getting the feeling that you feel more for him than he does for you?
Yeah.
He kind of hides it from everybody.
Including you?
Pretty much, but I can pick it up that he, because it's a weird time.
Okay, here's what came to me. Like, even when he says you're going to follow me, the first thing that came to is, like, no. The second thing that came to me was that it's, like, how he acts is only when you're around for him. It's like you instill it. When you're not around, it's almost like those feelings aren't there. So, I'm not trying to upset you or anything. It's just that's what I got. It just reminds me of people who are more opportunistic. It's like, well, this opportunity's here, so I'll enjoy it. And it's like when it's gone, then, you know, just move on or, you know, no big deal. So when you're there, but it's...
Yeah, because I gave him
if you're willing to bet your heart on somebody that's only going to be there when you're there or reminding them, then it's like out of sight, out of mind. It's not a real, it's like a house of cards. It's not real.
Rosemary, it's one-sided. One of you really cares, and it's not him.
Got ya.
Okay. There's a man over here. It's a little bit heavy set. Why aren't you talking to that gentleman? I see him. He's tall. He's heavy set. And this guy's interested in him. Interested in you, excuse me. But your whole focus is on this other guy.
Yeah, because I don't want to be in this country.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, anyway, that's what I picked up, was it's a one-sided thing. And pretty much like Brenda said, you know, I see you giving a lot to this relationship. Him, no.
But why would he be so jealous when I'm around? And I told him to stop.
Men
will
do anything to get the punani, won't they? Huh?
Yeah, but he...
Did you understand what I just told you?
Yeah.
Okay. What else is there to say? A man will tell you anything to get the sex. They don't care.
We haven't done it.
Maybe that's what he's working for, to see how far he can get with you. It's one-sided, darling. If he loves you the way you loved him, I could see that, but no. I mean, what the angels are showing me is like, you need to move on. There's another guy, but you don't want to be in this country. There's a cliche that says, love the one that loves you, because he will do everything possible to make you happy, not the one that you love. But I shouldn't say that, because that can be contradictory, because two people can love each other greatly. I know this, so. But for you, that's my final answer, is no, he's not coming behind you. It is a one-sided relationship, and hopefully maybe there's someone else that'll come up and make you happy.
No, not really.
Okay.
Not really.
Well, you know what you put out, you get back, right?
Pretty much.
Okay. Okay.
Okay.
So if you put out that you want a man to be blah, blah, blah to this, and you will be attracting that to you.
Gotcha.
And if it doesn't attract to you, then that just tells you that's not what you need in your life, and that's not for you. Because you'll know.
Yeah.
You'll feel it. When it's the right person, you know. That's like
a
man. Any woman, any man will know. Yep.
Yeah, that's what I feel with him, too. And he knows it, and he knows. And I know it's from him, too. Because just he's being a pain in the butt right now.
Well, Rosemarie, I wish you the very best, excuse me, and I hope that things work out in your behalf.
All right, cool. Thanks.
You're welcome. Have a good week. Thank you for calling. You're listening to Psychic Reading Sunday with Linus and Brenda. That phone number is area code 646-727-2914. That's 646-727-2914 on the Essence of Success Radio Network. Next caller, area code 630. You're on the line with Linus and Brenda. Who's this? Well, I guess they're not available. Okay. My bad.
Hello?
Area code 630. You're on the line with Linus and Brenda. Who's this?
Yeah, hi. It's Lisa.
Hi, Lisa. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you today?
Terrific. Doing great.
So, great. So I have a question. What do you see upcoming for a property for me? I sold my property and I'm looking for something else starting next week, and I just wonder how long you think it might be before I find, you know, will I find the right thing, because I kind of have to find something kind of quick.
Oh, okay. Because what I first saw was like ocean, river, sand, like something near water, like a home near water.
I missed the question.
Go ahead.
Well, it's in the Chicagoland area. I live in the suburbs, so I'm looking in the same area of the suburbs, and I've kind of opened up to three different suburbs, and I'm going to be in temporary housing for a little bit, so I'm trying to find something right away. And I seem to be working with a good realtor, and I've been looking at a lot of things first online, and we'll be starting the whole thing next week. I just wonder what kind of vibes you get for that.
I'll let Brenda talk to me. Let me say this right quick before Brenda starts.
Delay.
I saw your realtor is being desperate. So make
sure
you check
but there's some kind of delay going on.
I chose another one because of that. So, okay.
Validation. Thank you.
The first one was kind of never there. She wouldn't make an appointment. She didn't make it on the phone. It's interesting you saw that. So I got someone else, and she's already set me up for like 3 or 4 different appointments. And, you know, she seems to have assistance, and it seems that it's going to go a lot smoother from what I can see.
Well, I don't know if you've seen the fourth home that the new person has shown you or not, but there's
I got fourth home.
Huh?
Fourth home. I haven't seen anything yet. I'm looking, and we're choosing the stuff online.
When you do go to the fourth home with the new realtor, think about it. It may not be it. I don't know why that came up, but it said fourth, the fourth home.
Okay.
I'm not telling you to buy that one. I'm just saying there's something about
interest.
And I'm not sure what it is yet. But there is something about that fourth home.
Okay.
It's not negative. So that you may find, make sure that you really take care looking through that fourth home. And making sure that everything works quite the way you want it or you would need it to, because you may pass over it, but you may end up going back to it.
Do you think that, like I have in my mind certain things that I think I really should be looking for? I've been thinking very seriously about them. Do you think I'm on the right track with that? You know, of course, you have to see it first, but, you know, like a lot of criteria that I'm looking at.
Well, yeah, sure, list is what you want.
Yeah, that's what you need. If you've made a list of what you need, But I don't know what your list is, and, of course, we don't have time for that, but I just make sure that you check things like, how the plumbing's working, like outside, check the knobs and stuff like that. Something about the fourth home. And I don't know if the fourth home is going to have issues you're going to notice and think, oh, boy, maybe I need to start checking that. But really take some time with the fourth home. Keep a list. Circle the fourth home.
Yes.
Try to figure out what it is you need to glean from it. You know, and, you know, maybe start comparing the other homes to that fourth home. I don't know why, but I'm just giving you what came to me, okay?
Mm-hmm. Do you think that, like I'm thinking maybe like I was looking for a condo like I had, but maybe a little smaller where taxes are a little less and to be more
one
on
question
the
per caller. I'm sorry, one question per caller. If you want a more in-depth reading about your decisions on home buying, go to my website, theessenceofsuccess.com, click on intuitive reading, and I'll be more than glad to do that for you.
Okay, I'll think about the fourth home. Thank you.
Okay. Remember what Brenda told you. Thank you for calling, Lisa. We appreciate that. Have a wonderful week. Next caller up, caller 832, area code 832. What's
Hi, ladies.
Who's this? Hi.
Hi, this is Neetu from Texas.
Who from Texas?
Neetu? Yes, that's my name.
Okay, Neetu. Hope I'm pronouncing that correctly. That's different.
No, it's perfect.
Neetu.
Yeah, you did. You said perfect.
Oh, okay. Well, Neetu, good afternoon to you. How are you doing?
Good afternoon. I'm doing good. How are y'all doing?
Oh, we're doing just fine. And what question can we answer for you today?
I was wondering if you saw anything in my love life, romance, coming in by any chance.
Okay.
Guy with glasses, dark hair, thin build. I see him right now in a, what do you call those? It's like a polo shirt. Anyway, his glasses are dark rimmed. I don't normally do this, which is kind of weird and creepy, but anyway, yeah. And his hair is black. It's kind of curly. And
okay.
He has a real geeky look. I don't know what you look for in a guy, but he has a sort of a geeky look, but he's like a good-looking geeky kind of person. Kind of like,
uh-huh.
I guess, Adam Levine's kind of a geeky. He always seems geeky to me,
yeah.
But he's, you know, considered kind of cute. Or cute, I guess, or whatever. But, yeah, but I see him clear as day. And I don't normally do that. That's Alanis's thing. I tend to get feelings. But he's looking straight, like almost as if I'm standing in front of him looking at him. So.
Okay.
I don't know what Alanis sees or what name she gets or where you meet him.
Mm-hmm.
Do you ever go to things like Comic-Con and things like that or any kind of tech?
Shut up. That's what I saw, too, at a crazy event. I'm sorry. Go ahead. I was seeing the same thing. Go ahead, Brenda.
Yeah, a trade event or something like that.
No, I actually don't, but maybe.
Yeah, he's gone on almost like it's not quite beige, what do you call it, polo shirt. It's like muted yellow, kind of green. I don't know. It's light.
Uh-huh.
He's got great hair, and he might look kind of funny with those glasses, but if you took the glasses off, you'd see how handsome he is. He's not really aware of that about himself.
Uh-huh. Well, that's good.
Yeah,
okay.
I got you.
So you're okay with this kind of, you know, geeky guy that, he's going to be one of the good romances in your life. I will say that.
Okay. That's good.
And don't let the gray hair scare you away. The guy's young. He just grayed early. So he has gray and black hair. But he's young.
I just saw dark.
Early gray. Yeah, so he's, huh?
I just saw black hair. I didn't see the gray hair, but.
Yeah, just
I said he
a
had
little
great
bit.
Hair. It's great hair.
Oh,
it's
great. Just, I thought you were saying gray because.
No. I mean, but if he does have any, I guess maybe it's kind of like my gray. Some people don't see my gray, but I see it.
Do you guys have the initials?
My hair just
looks
dark to other people, so I don't. But he's got great hair. Like, it's a really nice curl. It's like I want to run my hands through his hair.
Oh, okay. Do you guys have any initials or time frames?
You want to go to my website, theessenceofsuccess.com, for in-depth reading?
Okay. I sure will do
one
that.
One question
then.
Per caller.
Okay.
That's all right.
Thank you.
That's all right, me too. All right. Wish you luck with that new man coming.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling.
I never see people that clearly.
Okay.
No more callers?
Yes, we do. We got one more. 780, you're my ninth caller, and you're on the line with Linus.
Well, Linus, if you want to give the reading to your manager, that's great with me, but I don't know if everybody would like that or not.
Nice caller. Of course, stay on the line and we'll get your name and phone number and information.
Hey, wait a minute. How did Nina get a free reading?
Because she's a nice caller. She's a nice person on in the queue.
That ain't right.
Sorry, Brenda.
No,
she gets the reading. I'd like to say, just off everybody's listening, because we're getting ready to close the show down, my mentor, Dave Capers, that helped me get into radio, is also in the chat room. Thank you, Dave, for being with us today. Appreciate it. I know Nina did, too. So hopefully that we've helped everybody today or made you think about a few things, I hope. And use common sense, folks, in whatever that you do. I know common sense is not common for everybody. But please use common sense in your decision, in your choices that you're making. Me and Brenda try and get you going in the right direction. We also try to empower you and also have you to look at the good in you, who you are, Brenda does a show on Bring Your Own Brilliance, but I'm just saying, you know, think about things and the information that we give you. And you can go to my website, theessenceofsuccess.com, and click on radio. All the shows are archived, so if there's anything that you missed today or maybe you didn't understand what we were discussing or our answers, please go there, click it on, and you can hear the whole show. No commercials. So let you know that. And also you can go there for, like I said, psychic readings. Okay, now let's do a quick wrap of the week that's going on. Tomorrow's L&B Empowerment, and the show is about tomorrow. Oh, Nina, I haven't forgot about you. You just called me for your reading. L&B Empowerment tomorrow at 7 p.m., and the show is about?
I don't know. I'm not going to be there. I'm on holidays, remember?
Oh, okay.
Well, can't you bring up the list? Because I'm not on the. I'm not in on the site, but it's basically a general. It's how generational legacies, work for empowerment, to help you empower your life. And actually, we'll have a featured speaker, which is David Smith. My brother, and he's going to be talking about the legacy. Tomorrow's our oldest brother's birthday, Carl Robinson, and he gave a lot of wisdom to his baby brother, David, growing up. And so he's going to share some of the things that he's learned, and we'll talk about that.
Okay. And Tuesday is 6 p.m., Bring Your Own Brilliance. What are you talking about this week, Bren?
Actually, I believe that this week we're going to be talking about feng shui. And
okay. Ooh.
How that can empower your living space.
Okay. Wednesday is in the studio with Linus. That's at 7 p.m., and we do entertainment news, news of the weird, and because we're getting ready to start football, NFL, we'll be talking a little bit about that, and also I'll be telling y'all about a show that I'll be on starting at the end of this month with my mentor, Dave. So more information about that toward the end of the month. Thursday is Filmcology at 6 p.m. with Brenda. What movie are we talking about this week, Brenda?
That's a good question. What's listed there?
Okay, I don't know. I'm not seeing it.
All right, folks. I was sick last week, so I've been out of touch for a while. But I apologize.
You should do the show that you didn't do last week. Do it this week.
I go at the end of August.
Oh, so. Okay.
All right.
Well, anyway. Tune in for Filmcology at 6 p.m. on Thursdays with Brenda. And then Friday Traffic Jams with Linus. That's from 5 to 6. And I always think of something different to do, so I don't know. I said for the rest of the month I was going to do 60s, but actually this is the last Friday of the month. I don't know. Last Friday, the 25th, was the last Friday of the month. So we're through with the 60s. So I don't know. I might do... I don't know, something, what do you say, get jiggy with it? I'll think of something, but it'll be good. So, anyway, Friday Traffic Jams at 5 p.m. Then on Saturday, and also let me say happy birthday, Lydia. Today is her birthday.
Yes.
Girl, I hope you're having a good one.
Tonight going out to dinner after she spent a wild evening with her superhero husband.
In nature.
Yeah.
I'd like to do a shout-out, Lennis. It's also
okay,
my brother. It's my brother Renee's birthday today, so happy birthday, Renee.
Happy birthday, Renee!
And anybody else? Also, let me go back to Lydia. Her show is Time to Love at 2 p.m. on Saturday. I don't know what it's about, but yesterday was about her birthday, so I'm not for sure what she's doing this coming Saturday coming up. But it's Time to Love at 2 p.m.
Yeah.
Pacific time.
It's
and then, of course,
good. Yeah.
Yeah, and then Sunday we come on back to me, psychic readings. And also, let me say this about psychic readings, folks. When you call in, do me a favor. Please don't be playing no games. because I can see through it. And if I really tell you something you don't want the public to know, I'll go there. Brenda will tell you, I'll go there, and you'll be like, ooh, click. So be fair, be honest, make your question as specific as possible, and Brenda and I will answer it to the best of our ability and our skills and knowledge. So that's all I ask. Just be fair with us when you come in and ask these questions, because believe me, what we're telling you is going to come to pass. It is true. The only way that it changes is that your destiny, you do that and change it to be differently. So anyway, I appreciate all the callers, all the listeners, all the people in the chat room, and, of course, Miss Nina and Brenda, my cohort. Oh, okay. And Brenda. So don't forget, now tomorrow night, LMB, so tune in for that, y'all, at 7 p.m., LMB Empowerment. Brenda and Lydia will be there, and I guess I'll be in the chat room. So I thank everybody for the show today. Anyway, I thank everybody for the show today. And remember, smile at somebody this week and give somebody a hug. It don't cost you nothing, you know, unless you feel like it might be taken certain way, not good. But if you can, just give a person a hug, or for sure, you can smile in any language. Show the love. This is what Lydia always talks about, showing the love and share. So if you do that during the week, I think it makes your week a little bit better. Huh?
Yeah.
Never know. All right. All right, Brenda, give us a close out, you and Nina.
Okay. Well, don't let your love go
wrong. Don't let
your
love go wrong.
Grandmother said. Yeah.
And have a great week, everyone. And I will see you next week because I'm on holidays.
And enjoy your holiday, young lady. Me and Brenda wish we could do the same, so you enjoy for us, too.
I sure will.
All right. See y'all next Sunday at 3 p.m. on the Essence of Success Radio Network.
Yeah. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.